Well, hello and welcome to the Alfred Hitchcock Hour. Hey, that was a good program, and nobody remembers it. But anyway, I got a couple of news items, well, gossip news item type things, and I'll put the links down below as usual. And just for a change, I think we'll make it about femons. Haha. Because if you look at the papers, there's no men in them anyway unless they've done something bad. Because femons are doing everything in the world today, as you know. Well, they're doing a lot of virtual signaling, a lot of talking, a lot of in your face. But as for getting things done and that, not a much. But anyway, this Spears femon has been released from the patriarchy. I'm sure that's how feminists see it. And her first thing to do was to strip off. Something new there. And unfortunately, now she's supposedly free, we'll see more and more of her stripping off, I'm sure. I mean, anything to seek attention, I guess. But she's crazy as a hatter, obviously. Very unstable. And for me, she never could sing at all, anyway. Her voice was doubled, trebled, and fourpled tracked. And there was always a loads of things happening on the stage to take your mind away from that, I guess. But a singer, I don't think she is at all. But I'm sorry to say, she's probably going to be in your faces, and mine. And I know that's something to look forward to, isn't it? Oh dear. Then here's another kind of news itemish about another femon who's stripping off. Well, she took her top off. Apparently she's an activist for Rebellion Extinction, which is really just loads of feminists or activists who just want to cause trouble. The cause doesn't really make any difference as long as they're causing trouble and getting attention. That was the whole reason why she was topless in the first place, using the Rebellion Extinction as a front. As a lot of femons do, to get attention, and then change it into what she wants. And now she's got an OnlyFans account, well, a surprise there, and she's selling sex toys that I believe are made of plastic, and that's not very good for the planet, is it? But never mind. And her boyfriend, she says, doesn't care that she goes topless. Well, of course, you know, you can imagine, can't you?
Hey, honey, I'm just gonna go down street topless, is that okay?
That's all right, honey. Have a good time.
Yeah, right. Obviously, if he exists at all, he's a simp, of course. But it just goes to show you that femons are deceivers. This Rebellion Extinction was just a front for her to get attention. The next story is getting all the feminists salivating. Kim Jong-un's sister could take over as leader when he dies. Man, I bet all the femons are wanting him to die as quickly as possible. I mean, they did try with Hillary, but that didn't work, so now they'll try with this one. Might work. You see, the feminists don't want equality. They never did. They want more than equality, because they already had more equality than man anyway. They want it all, and they want man out and them in. And of course, we see how the femons are doing when they're in positions of power, don't we? Everything's kind of gone clown worldish, and they're all screwed up. And here's a femon teenager, I think. They say she is. She looks a bit older than me. But has had a horror injury. Apparently she had some nails put on, those acrylic ones. And after about an hour, she accidentally sat on her thumb and it took her complete nail off. What a horror injury that is. I've seen injuries on a building site that are really horrific. And of course, let's not forget the men in war when they come home. No legs, no arms, no eye. But this nail thing is a horror injury, apparently. And all caused by the femon and her vanity. But if you take a look at this femon, you can see she's got bright green hair. That should tell you something, that she's crazy as a hatter. All femons with bright coloured hair are usually crazy as hatters. So, men, stay away. Sorry I don't have any news items about men, but there isn't any. Because men don't exist anymore, do they, really? And I know those stories were all riveting. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I'm getting sick and tired of hearing and seeing femons in my face every time I look around in the paper, on the news. It's no wonder us men turn to drink, or escape into the forest, or go fishing. Anyway, you take it easy, guys. At least I know one thing. I'm not suffering alone, unfortunately.